Testies, testies. Hello! Oh, yeah.
I can never find that fucking app.
Yeah, when you find it this time, why don't you drag it to your fucking home screen or whatever?
Yeah, it's on the home. It's there. There.
It's there. Great, great relationship.
Whoa! This is Stephen Barber, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, Nikki G.
Yo, yo.
Dropping the anchor, son.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What it do, cuz?
Shit. Same old.
Same old, same old.
You know it.
Good friend Don in the building.
As always.
He's always with us, making us look good. English.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, speak English, he said.
Other side of the wall.
I employ thousands of people.
Going on the other side of the wall.
Where you find that?
Brilliant.
We do not need
$500 billion.
That's a problem to me.
I was like, no, one like this.
Other side of the wall.
Well, yeah, we just need to break that right.
All right.
Make it taller. I like that one.
Make that our.
You'll be the first one to go to the other side.
First one over the wall.
First one over the wall.
I love it.
Hello! This is Stephen Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, Nikki G.
Yo, yo.
Always dropping the anchor.
Levels look pretty good. Getting pretty loud, even when you're, like, yelling. It wasn't going, like, over.
Yeah. Trying to consciously just sit back. Because like, eventually the music will get turned a little down. Yep. And everything will come back.
Like
and
this.
Be we'll be like all right.
Real here, yeah.
Yep. We'll be back to normal, so.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think we're solid.
Yep.
We need to like take a picture of those levels.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh, this is Stephen Barber, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, Nikki G's in the building.
Yo, yo.
What it do, cuz?
Same old, back in the studio.
Back in the studio.
What's
here
good
for
with you?
The big show. Excited playoffs.
Yeah. Playoffs.
Playoffs are on the line.
That final push into the playoff week.
Push mud, catfish.
The real final push. Yeah,
yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
This is where you draw a line in the sand.
That's right. Yep. Yep. Make your last stand. Might as well introduce our guest as always, Don. Good to have you back. How you doing today, buddy? Thank you. Thanks for being here for us.
It's good always, to have you here.
Yep. Always always great to hear what you have to say. Really going motorboat there, Don,
good
huh?
Good to have you, Don.
Have your coffee today, I guess.
Yep. Now let's get right into...
Get right into the games, talk about Thursday?
Right, Don is right.
Yeah, we gotta make time. We got a lot to talk about for this
big show.
Let's get into it.
Thursday night game.
Good game for fans. Pretty shitty for fantasy.
Unless you're a Raiders fan.
If you're a Raiders. But, I mean, it was a
good game either
good
way.
Good game. You got to love that the Raiders are good again.
Yeah.
You know, even
make,
if they
make
lost.
Oakland great again. I saw they revealed the stadium plans to try and keep Oakland from going to Vegas.
They need a new stadium, man.
Yeah.
That place is a dump.
Playing at the fucking baseball field.
Baseball field.
It's
still
boring.
They both need a new stadium.
Yeah. Shit. Fucking A.
Yeah.
Unless you had Murray or...
Kelce had 100 yards. I mean, I suppose you're hoping he's found the end zone, but 10 is solid for a tight end.
Tyreek Hill, you know, that's kind
Tyreek
of a
Tyreek Hill, if you gambled and kept him in, half of the GFF podcast did. Half of us pulled him at game time.
I like to keep it in.
I like to keep it in always, as long as possible.
Yep.
Yeah, other than that.
Yeah, Alex Smith, the ultimate gay manager.
Ultimate gay manager.
With 10.
That was the discussion amongst the GFF was, what does gay manager really mean?
I think it means he's he manages the game, he's the quarterback, right?
He manages to keep you in it, I guess.
It is kind of strange.
It is kind of strange. Yeah, I think it's just something nice to say about him when you don't have anything
else
to say.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I mean, that must have been his longest pass all year to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
It looked like 60 yards almost.
60, yeah.
So, I'm not really sure on the exact on
Chiefs
that.
D got you 12. But
you know, it's a Thursday night game, so, you know, you wonder if they play that with full weeks of rest.
Yeah, I mean, especially.
But, I mean, there's a lot of factors. It's cold as fuck. It's Chiefs Stadium is loud.
Yeah. I suppose 12 is pretty solid. I thought they had had a few better games than that, but that's pretty on par for them, I suppose.
It's not when they weren't playing Fitzpatrick.
They weren't playing Fitzpatrick, I guess.
Patrick Fitzryan.
There it is. Yeah, so I guess, that's about it for there. Yeah. West stole Ware's touchdown, so they kind of split duty there. Murray had a good game.
That was tough.
That's about it. They kept Carr out of center, so he didn't jam anything.
Oh, I'm sure he would have liked to have jammed it.
He's a jammer.
All right, the big show. Here we go.
Let's get into the matchups.
We got Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Cleveland, 0-12.
0-12. A lot of people are talking about RG3 coming back.
I saw that.
They're going to win. I don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
I know Jeremy Hill has been getting more and more touches, and he's not great, but I think that he's going to eat up the Browns.
Yeah. I'd say that's a safe bet. Right?
I also like Dalton for a sleeper this week, too.
Yeah, I kind of like anybody against the Browns for a sleeper, really. I think it's probably tough to figure out their receiver situation
there. Eifert.
Other than Eifert, because AJ's out again, so...
What do you think about Terrell Pryor on the other side of the ball?
I mean, yeah, he's the receiver I like most there. He doesn't inspire a ton of confidence just because he's still on the Browns.
It's going to be an ugly game.
Right?
Unless RG3 really lights a fire under him, which I don't see happening in his first game.
Yeah.
Like, and still, you know, he's, I just think he's going to be scared. He's going to go right back out there and hurt himself.
Running around and stuff. I don't know.
Get hit?
I would like Pryor a lot better if he was like a Patriot. You know? I'd like Tommy throwing him the ball.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah. But probably a decent start. If anybody's going to do anything there, it's probably him.
Yeah, good flex play.
Decent.
I think the last time they played, Quell had like a touchdown in 40 yards or something. He's doing a little better than that, but I mean, you can't gamble all. You can't gamble on the Crow?
No, definitely not. I just don't like it. Don't like the Browns' backfield.
All right. No question about that one.
Yeah.
Arizona at Miami.
Also, maybe we should mention Cincy D. Sneaky play.
Anybody against the Browns.
Should always be noted.
Definitely.
Right? Sorry, what was your next game?
Arizona at Miami.
Arizona at Miami.
This could go either way.
Miami had that 6-game win streak, and then the Ravens smoked them last week.
Ravens smoked them.
Arizona looked to be playing a little better, but, I mean, they aren't looking like...
I don't even think they have much playoff
contentions
either. 5-6 or whatever.
They basically
have to
like win out. Yeah.
Don't see it happening.
Not gonna happen. Yeah. I mean, Dolphins, I think they still have a lot to play for. 7-5.
Yeah.
It's
a tough division over there.
Tough division.
David Johnson, he's gonna keep doing what he's doing, but he's the only guy you can really trust.
Yeah.
On the other side, I mean, maybe Stills.
Palmer hasn't been terrible, but he's not gonna get to that.
Good week last week.
Yeah. About 20 something, right?
So yeah, he was in the upper 20s last week.
Yeah, so Palmer might be kind of sneaky, but his floor also is kind of scary too.
Yeah, no doubt.
It seems like he's
the floor is dirty.
He's a lot closer to 12-13 than 20-25 these days.
Right. Yeah, I like Cousins way over that.
Cousins all day. Quarterback of the future.
Quarterback of the future.
Next Drew Brees.
Just keep signing him for 1 year. He's just going to get pricier every year. Right. You need to lock him up.
Right.
Lock it up.
What else there? Ajayi?
Nope.
Yeah, maybe 60 yards or something. I don't see him in the end zone.
I don't see it happening.
What do you think, Don?
Yeah, I agree with Don.
Simple enough. How about...
ever since he had those, couple big games, that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
It's the only thing keeping him in contention, and his name keeps getting brought up.
Yeah, just those big games really boosted his resume.
Really, what's more surprising is that Miami is even... We're talking about him still.
Yeah. You know? Good for them. It seems like they got it together a little bit. Yeah. Any receivers in Miami? Laundry?
Like I said, maybe just Stills is the only one I think.
You think Stills? Ah.
Parker?
Parker. Parker was seeing a lot of targets, and then he was kind of gimped a little bit with a back, I think, so it's kind of tough. Nope. Landry hasn't been producing, up to his ability, so...
Nope.
What about Arizona? Larry?
Could be anybody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I like David Johnson all day over there.
I mean, David Johnson's the must-start, of course. I'm just trying to think.
I guess it'd be Larry with half the chance he's getting a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they kind of split it last week. What, Floyd, 7, Fitz with 7, J.J. Nelson with 10. That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's tough prospects, you know?
Yeah, that's across the board.
I think I would feel safest with Larry just on experience there.
Yeah, because he's got the chance for the short plays to get the ball quick
and
get you points.
He can make something happen too.
J.J. Nelson, when have we ever said his name?
As a deep streamer, because he's started as number 5 on that depth chart or whatever, but I think he's a big play threat is about
the deep ball.
Yeah, he's had a couple big boom games.
Well, 19.
Maybe one and that touchdown there, but yeah, you can't trust that.
Yeah, definitely not.
Especially not in playoffs, so.
Looking elsewhere.
I'm avoiding. All right.
Denver at Tennessee.
Ooh.
Tennessee, I think, is maybe favorite here by a point.
I've got the Titans minus 1. I mean, they've been playing better, and Denver on the road, I suppose.
Now, is Seaman going to play?
That's a good question, actually.
I think I heard he's good to go.
I think I saw he's good to go also. I suppose that ought to be watched, huh?
I guess I don't even have it here.
See if I can pull
I like
it up
Mariota,
on
that's
Twitter
for sure.
Real quick.
I like Mariota. I like Murray.
Murray.
I also like Walker a lot this week.
Delaney Walker. He's one of the top tight ends in the league now. I think we talked about it.
He's got a chance.
Yeah.
It should be said, Denver signed Forsett. If you're still not looking for that running back, right?
Wow.
What does old Seaman say?
What does old Seaman say?
Questionable.
Poor guy, yeah. Yeah, still questionable.
Can you trust the running back over there?
I think Booker for a reasonable play, maybe 6 or 7, but I don't really expect the big game out of him. Like you sort of used to expect from maybe C.J. Anderson and when they had
definitely
a couple
not.
Years ago there.
His highest game all year, 14 against Houston.
Yeah.
Since then, I mean, he's been soft.
Yeah,
against Jacksonville 9-8. Yeah,
I mean, that's what I think you can expect right around there.
Nothing flashy.
7-8-9, something.
Nothing too flashy.
You know, you really hope he sneaks a touchdown in somehow, but I'm not going to.
You're playing with fire on that one, right?
Yeah, I think he's an RB2.
And don't forget, Titans, they had a really close game with Minnesota week 1 at Minnesota. So,
yeah.
I mean, they certainly could rush Marco one time and throw to him 2 times.
Yeah. Titans are right in that division too.
Yeah,
it's
6-6.
Log jam at 6-6. So, I mean, it's a big game for them at home, coming off a bye. Should be a good game.
Yeah, that's what you took the words out of my mouth.
Always on it. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if this will be on the radio.
I like. How about Tennessee against the against the tough Denver D. You like any fantasy options there, Mariota for a reasonable game?
I like Mariota and Marco all day.
Yeah, and Marco
and Walker.
And Walker. Yeah. I like Rishard Matthews as my receiver there. He's been the top targeted over the last few weeks.
And on the other side, it's tough for me to say anybody's name over there.
Yeah, they all got shut down against Jacksonville pretty much.
Yeah, what was that,
dude? I said it. Jacksonville has this surprisingly solid pass D. It's just, you know.
Yeah, clearly.
And also, I think it's partially teams are up on them a lot, but yeah, they got it done.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I can't think so. I do like starting some Titans, though. I think feel pretty confident about starting all those that we mentioned.
Yep, definitely. All day.
Yeah.
I got
tough. Maybe Sanders. I don't know.
Next, I got go fuck yourself, Washington Redskins.
All right.
At
our
Philly.
Our favorite. It's Philly.
I got them eating them up.
Yeah.
Your boy Wendell, not going to be able to do anything.
Wendell, yeah, he sucks, man. He sucks Smallwood.
I like Cousins
all day.
All day.
Jameson
top
Crowder
five.
has been a monster as of late.
I think Reed may or may not back. He's listed as questionable, right?
I think I just saw that as of today they were more on the doubtful side.
Oh, shit.
And the Eagles, I also read, have been surprisingly good against tight ends. So I think I would maybe look away in either case. I suppose if Reed was healthy, I'd be looking to him. But if he's coming in at 50%, I don't like it.
Crowder, Garcon.
I like Crowder. Garcon's been doing it.
DeSean Jackson's still that deep threat, but
yeah, deep threat seems like it's a little gamble, but he can sure pay off when he does.
That's right. When he pays dividends.
Yep. Fat Rob, decent game. You know, maybe eight.
I like him for maybe.
Maybe sneak in on a touchdown.
Yeah, if he gets that touchdown,
maybe
you're looking
like
at
12-13.
I think if you get that touchdown, you're looking at like up low 14.
Yeah, I could see 70-80 yards and chance of a touchdown, maybe 50-50 on that. Pretty solid.
Especially
RB2
with Cousins
play,
throwing probably over 300 yards, you know.
Oh, probably. Surely.
Two touchdowns, Cousins. Probably at least. He's
right?
A monster.
Yeah, I like
Cousins. And an Eagles team that I think we just made excuses for the Eagles team when they won those first couple games. I don't know how.
Dude, I don't know what the deal was. I mean, Wentz looked so good for those first few games.
They
just
have one of
the. He was managing well.
They have one of the notoriously easier schedules.
Yeah, that could have been it, too. They just don't. They don't look as good as people thought at the beginning.
Yeah, I think
sure.
I'd take the Redskins at one point.
Yeah, I'd take the Redskins in a divisional matchup that they really need.
Yeah, they gotta. It's a must-win for the Redskins.
Yep. Let's see. I think we read Ryan Matthews is going to be back, so that definitely relegates Smallwood to probably even drop status. Yeah, Jordan Matthews over there, maybe for a receiver, but I'm not too confident in Philly offense for fantasy points.
I guess if I had to throw anybody out, I'd throw Sproles on a flex.
Yeah.
Low flex.
Even
low
over
flex.
Matthews? If Matthews plays?
Oh, yeah, Matthews is going to play.
Yep.
He's ready to go.
Ryan Matthews.
I guess I'd take Matthews then, right?
I think I'd take Matthews as an RB2, but I don't think that really hurts Sproles. I think he's probably
still gets his flex
a sneaky
play.
Flex play, and he can always
six.
Make something happen. Yeah. You know.
Agree with that.
But I'm not
loving it.
Not loving Sproles.
I'm not Mick Sproling it.
Yeah. Mick Sproling it. Yeah. I think that about does that. I probably avoid both defenses.
Yeah.
I don't know. Washington might be a sneaky defensive play.
Yeah, it could be.
I would feel great about it. I'd rather look for Cincy.
Let's see. Here we go. Minnesota at Jacksonville. Now, Minnesota's 2-4 on the road, so this is not an
interesting game.
Not a definite. They're good against the pass. They're good against tight ends, so I'd stay away from Rudolph this week. He's like on a drought for touchdowns, so until he gets back in that club,
he just
stay off him.
He's got a somewhat solid floor, but it's not very high.
Who's the running back there? Is it McKinnon or is it Asiata?
It seems like Asiata gets all the red zone goal line work, but McKinnon is, you know, more of the drive back or whatever you want to say. Which...
That's what she said.
The old drive back, huh? I like it.
I'm just coining new terms over here. Yeah, so, I mean, that makes it
like,
tough.
I don't like Bradford. I don't like anybody there, really.
Nah.
Hard for me to say any names.
I think they said Charles Johnson.
Maybe there's
is
defense.
Out, receiver there who seemed to be taken a little away
the
from
deep
Diggs.
Threat.
So maybe Diggs has a little bit more upside this week. But
he's still not questionable.
Still not questionable.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's,
it's hard to
he's
like
stringing
the
you along.
Offense.
He's kind of stringing it along. I don't like any Vikings.
Yeah. I think their defense
wins this game.
I don't know if I like any Jaguars either. I think it's back
not even
to,
Chris Ivory?
I was going to say, I think it's back to both of them are playing, so they're going to both score 4 or 5. You know, one will probably get 5 and the other will get...
Isn't one of the receivers out too?
I think we read Hearns is
Hearns
out.
Hearns is out, so which, Allen Robinson?
Well, to me that means he's going to get all the top coverage, right?
So drops the next guy.
Marquise Lee, maybe as a sneaky, but I don't like it.
Hard to say anybody's name there.
Yeah.
The ugly
maybe
game.
They're tight end. So no, Julius Thomas is out, I think.
So who's gonna win this game?
After
six
that,
and
it's
six?
Lewis, maybe?
6-6, 2-10.
Man, flip a coin. Vikings by 3.
What now here's what I wanted to ask you.
No, this says I have this line has the Vikings and the Jaguars by 3. Vegas is really getting the odds on that one.
Yeah, I like it. Now, are the Bears 2-10?
That sounds right. I think they beat the. No, did they win another game?
I'm not sure.
I think they just
won.
They
beat San Francisco,
last week. Yeah,
right?
They're 3-9.
3-9. So, whoop. So Jacksonville might be trying to, you know, win one more game.
I mean, it's hard to say. Are you trying to play for pride or are you playing for draft?
Well. If you're playing for draft, you know, Cleveland's already got it.
Almost certainly. Yeah.
So you could tie with the Chicago.
Yeah. I mean.
And then you've got the tiebreaker, right?
Just because they're overall terrible. Yeah.
Ugly game.
Wow. Yeah, I don't like anything there.
Pittsburgh at Buffalo.
Big game for both teams.
Yeah,
really,
right.
I think this is
7-5, 7-5. Ravens.
Pittsburgh's right. Yep, right in the divisional heat there.
And Bills are 6-6.
Yeah,
so
they like must win or they're pretty much dead for
toss.
The wild card.
When we talk about Ben on away games, that last game which he did at Indianapolis.
Indianapolis
it was a dome.
Yeah.
So there's the fluke in that. So he's still
there's the other piece of our Ben.
So
puzzle,
there's
huh?
there's he's still bad at away games unless it's in a dome.
Very interesting.
So it makes me lean towards Bell.
Yeah.
And McCoy.
Yeah. I think Bell has a big game. I think McCoy has a big game. McCoy seems to just be performing.
What about
no
what
matter
about
what.
Tyrod Taylor?
What you know what we actually
wait, I think we got a. Got a line on this one, right?
Yeah, we actually have a special guest
here.
Yeah,
we got Rex Ryan on the line here.
On the line to give us our take.
Let me give it to you.
Rex, yeah, light it up there.
Who's playing quarterback? Is it going to be Tyrod this week, Rexy?
Yeah, what? What's here?
You know, so, again, hey, I'm not, you know, I can understand, you know, that's your assumption.
Rex, you're not really answering the question.
We wanted to know... Who? About Tyrod.
Yeah,
he started out hot and it's just not seeming, I mean, he's not even really throwing the ball or
yeah,
anything.
Is he,
what's going on?
Is he going to play?
Is he going to play and how's it going to go?
But, you know, there's only, you know, this team will make the, you know, the call on a starting quarterback when we think it's appropriate. And we said that from day one. So, to me, obviously we talked about the competition and that was something that I thought was important.
Huh.
So you're still
non-committal.
Not really going to tell us who's playing there.
I would say there. All right. Very.
Well, that's
very interesting.
Thanks to Rex.
Good to know. Good to know. Thanks for being with us, Rex.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that.
Get to your shoe in a little later.
Yeah, platform that one up.
He dropped that into us before we put him on the air there. So.
Yeah, try and. Yeah, it was nice of him to really sneak in.
All right. Well, we'll get back into the show, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose we'll just get. Not used to having callers, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Sammy Watkins. Awesome. Sammy Watkins said he's going to play.
Yeah. What do you think?
He said he's, I don't believe it.
Don't believe he's going to play, or don't believe in.
Don't believe in it.
Yeah, it's a tough start, isn't it?
I
think he's their only.
Their only receiver with Woods out as well. I think. I like Gillislee as a deep flex. I think he's out,
dude,
too.
Dude, you called Gillislee last week. I didn't believe it. He got five red zone touches.
Yeah, they like Gillislee.
I mean,
McCoy's their horse, and then they just let Gillislee dance around.
The old drive
around.
Back.
The old
yeah, man. I have to admit, I was wrong on that one. You were
yeah,
all
I,
over
I don't,
that.
I don't think they have any real passing options as well.
Dude,
I think that's
for sure.
So I like both McCoy and Gillislee as a flex.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I don't like Tyrod.
And Sammy, I mean, he had a promising career, but once you hurt your foot, and you try to come back and play on it right away.
Yeah, that's no
it's
good.
It's not gonna happen. So the rest of the season is muff for him.
Yeah, he better just get healthy.
I see. I got Steelers.
If I had to bet, I'd bet the Steelers. I hate going against our boy, especially after he's on.
Yeah,
he's
nice of
us
to be on the show, but
I mean, if I'm a gambler,
and you won't even tell me who the quarterback's gonna be,
right? Come on. Yeah, Antonio Brown.
Definitely.
Must start.
Well, yeah, if you got him, you're playing him.
Yeah. Ladarius Green, the tight end there. You think he keeps it going?
I do. Sneaky. I like him for that leash that touchdown.
Yeah.
From
I like
Bell,
it too.
So.
I think he's getting more involved, and you're going to see more upswing for him.
I like Bell out of the backfield a lot this week as well.
I like Bell out of any field.
Houston at Indianapolis.
Big game, big divisional matchup.
Divisional
there.
Matchup.
I mean,
they're both 6-6.
Yeah,
something to play for.
Pretty much both out of the wild card, so it's gonna be this
divisional.
Game. Yeah, yeah. Really, if you lose, you're fighting an uphill battle
the rest of the way. Yeah. Especially if Tennessee is able to win that game against
and
Denver.
That's the other thing. Depending on what Tennessee does, you're gonna be. You
got
right
Colts by six?
That's what I got.
I think if we see Gore exclusively run all over him like he did last time.
Yeah, I like Gore again. I mean,
we've said it. We don't like Brock Osweiler.
Nah,
he's got nothing.
He's not it.
Lamar Miller had, like, what, 1 point or something last week?
Yeah, two maybe.
It's
yeah.
Ugly. Hopkins, we talked in our playoff push, huge disappointment.
Yeah, maybe the biggest.
Fedorowicz is maybe the
Fedorowicz
only guy I can think.
Fedorowicz is probably the safest start there. Especially
the only name
with the,
I could think to play.
You know, if you don't have one of those top tight ends.
Yeah, right.
On the other side, Gore, T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief.
If we were talking about Houston, there's nobody I like.
Yeah, I just figured we were already done there.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I do like Luck this week, though.
Yeah. I like Luck. I like Hilton, Moncrief. Moncrief just seems to have a penchant for finding the end zone.
Getting that leech.
Has a rapport with what's his name, for whatever reason. How about Dwayne Allen last week? Three touchdowns.
Yeah, why's he got to be my boy?
Oh, yeah, we already talked about that. I forgot. You think he does it again?
No chance. I think this is Gore's game.
I don't think so either.
I think this is Gore's game. He gets that one.
Would you start Allen over Hill or over Jack Doyle?
I guess I would because...
Probably not start either, though.
Yeah, but I think that's... Maybe that's why I'm Dwayne Allen's boy. I'd start him over Doyle.
I probably would, too. I started Dwayne Allen game one of the season. So, I guess if he's anybody's boy. But he got me a touchdown that game.
Yeah,
that
see, he's,
his best
good,
game.
He's good for one.
Right?
He's always good for one.
Always good for one. Vinatieri there probably too.
Oh yeah, huge, huge day for him.
Possible.
And it's at Indianapolis. I think they're gonna.
Possible sneaky Colts D against Pick Osweiler, maybe.
Something to consider if you're streaming defense and you can't figure out who the 49ers are playing either.
That's a tough one to figure out because it's the Jets, right? And the Niners are favored. Like that's. Originally what I thought, and then I was like, oh.
God, that's an ugly game.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, I got Narlins at Tampa Bay. This is gonna be a good game, I think.
Yeah, that's another important one for Tampa Bay, really, in the division.
They win, and they're in right as of right now. They're in.
Well, they're in for the wild card, and they're also tied for the division lead. So, I mean, keep winning is their, you know.
I got Tampa Bay by 2.5. I'd take it. Everybody's saying there's no chance Breeze sucks that bad again, but I'm saying Tampa Bay is hot.
Their defense has been playing well, huh?
Yeah, right? Their defense is playing very well as well. I like Cameron Brate. I picked him up during our other podcast.
Why not?
It was like I need to sneak somebody in here.
I
like Mike Evans as well. I think he's a 2-touchdown candidate.
Yeah, dude. Mike Evans, I think, is a must-start.
How about this? Winston, 300 yards rushing or 300 yards passing or not?
I'll take it.
I like it, too.
Yeah, I'll take it. I think I like Winston for a pretty decent start, too.
Hopefully you didn't listen to me and play Hightower last week because he got you the goose egg.
That was a tough one. He does not usually do that. What do we see? Mark Ingram and Michael Thomas had missed some practice, but they both practiced
today
Friday.
Right.
So they'll be playing, but maybe something to monitor. Maybe hurts Thomas more than Ingram.
I'm not sure who I'd play over there. The ball gets spread around so much. It's an away game for Drew Brees. That means he's going to throw a pick. That could be the differential in the game right there, a pick. So I'd take the Bucks.
Yeah.
The 2.5.
I'll go with you on that. The Saints haven't won the games that mattered this year.
Here's a game that matters. Chicago at Detroit.
Hey,
3-9. I misspoke. The Bears
right.
are 3-9.
Yeah, we got it right eventually.
Oh, we said yeah. 0-6 on the road, though.
Oh,
tough game at Detroit, who they beat last time.
They
right?
hold a win over Detroit, yep.
I got Detroit by 8?
That probably sounds about right.
I have no quarterback projection. Just stop projecting for the Bears.
For Bears
the
for Barkley? Oh, poor guy. I kind of like Barkley. Cutler.
I like him as well, but I'm just saying that I don't have a projection for him.
I gotcha. I just think it's unfair to the man.
How about Staff on the other side of the ball?
Yeah.
The Bears defense is what? Average at best? It
says they've allowed a top 12 QB in 5 straight games, so you got at least
some upside on a better quarterback.
He's not going to bust, probably.
Right. And I tell you what, I am bigger on Golden Tate this week.
Dude.
I like the Tate.
We
said him
last
week.
I like it again this week, yeah.
He's cashing in his dividends.
It just seems like it takes him a little bit to get going in the season for whatever reason. But, I mean, he's talented and he's got swagger or whatever, so.
He's getting it going.
And the Lions need to, too.
The Lions
sleep.
Are top of the division still.
Top of the division, but
this is, you know.
Packers and Vikings aren't too far back.
Anything 6-6, and what is Green Bay? Are they 6-6?
6-2, I think, yep.
So,
anything can happen. I mean, if the Lions were to lose out, then they're at 8 wins. So.
Muff cabbage.
Yeah,
like I said, 0-6 on the road for the Bears, so this is a chance to prove they got something left in the tank or...
Yeah, let's look to the future. Let's see Matt Barkley, Jordan Howard, the team that's going to be out there 2017.
Jordan Howard, that's the guy
Jordan Howard,
like.
He's the start there.
He's a monster.
Must start every week. I don't
know
if I like anything
else. Is
Jeffrey
back yet?
I think he's still suspended.
One more week?
I don't even like him. I have a hard time starting guys on their first week back, but, I mean, maybe that's just me.
Definitely like
Either
Howard.
Yeah.
So is it Cameron? Meredith?
I don't like it too much, but yeah. And he missed a game or two, so we'd have to check him for injury status too. Who's the other? Marquise Wilson? Or maybe it was him that missed a couple practices.
Maybe it was Wilson.
Yeah.
I'm not sure at this
point. It's tough, though. I mean, it was Meredith for a while, and it was Wilson for a couple games, and, you know, back. It's
yep, they're all banged up over there.
Yeah, it's tough. Theo Riddick at the Lions. I mean, yeah, he's there. They're running back.
Detroit edges them out, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going with the Bears on this one, of course.
Nice.
Yeah, shock the world.
San Diego at Carolina. Carolina by 1.5. This will be an ugly game, I think.
Yeah.
Which is tough because Melvin Gordon is like a top 5 running back.
Yeah, maybe top 3.
Yeah, top 3. Yeah. So it's tough for San Diego, bottom of the division over there. Beat up by everybody.
I know it was, this was a stat from like a couple weeks ago, but it was the three teams that had held a lead for longest in games. The Patriots and Cowboys were 1-2, which
right.
You would kind of assume.
They're the most winning teams.
Chargers were 3.
So they're blowing it in the fourth quarter.
What, you know?
I usually blow it in the fourth quarter anyway.
At some point, yeah. For sure by the fourth quarter, I guess. Yeah, so.
Just can't maintain that load that long.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Swell up at the end of the game.
Just give it up.
I think I heard Ingram might be out. They're Inman.
Inman, yeah. And, so, and Tyrell. Had a couple of good games, but Tyrell has been...
turning it on.
Yeah, and honestly, I think if you're playing a receiver from there, it almost kind of benefits you if one or the other's out.
Right.
You know? So
I mean, it definitely ups that player's value, whoever else is out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess I would like Williams then if Inman is inactive.
Yeah,
What about Gates or Triple H?
No. I went ahead and I picked up Cameron Brate, like I said. I'm trying. I don't think Gates will do that bad like he did last week.
He's pretty much got to get a touchdown.
Yep. But yeah. It's hard. It's tough to rely on that.
Yeah, I agree.
This is the playoffs.
It needs to be one or the other, it seems like.
I need to get a win, so.
How about Ted Ginn?
I think we talked about this last time. Yeah. We switched it from Ginn to Benjamin to Ginn.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I don't like anybody for too big of a game here.
No.
You know,
Melvin Gordon.
Maybe some... yeah, Melvin Gordon's the safest, but otherwise.
And the thing is that besides losing Norman, their defense didn't really change that much. So I'm just surprised Carolina sucks so bad.
They lost what
their cornerback
and Peanut Tillman, was he still playing last year? Mm. Norman, Charles. There was an old guy that was like the leader, and he broke his arm. I don't. It doesn't matter, but. It's more has changed than you realize because it was just so many guys that played their role well without being, you know, the Josh Norman superstar.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all under the radar without being seen. Yep. What about Greg Olsen? You think he...
Dude, I don't think he's a must start at this point.
Whoa.
I mean, he hasn't done dick over his last, you know, whatever games. We'll pull it up here real quick.
Yeah, he hasn't...
his last four games, 3-3-4-3. He had an 11 in there, but one before that, you know.
He's the one that's going to fade out on the top three there, isn't he?
Some quick math, that's 25 points over the last 6 games. That's averaging 4.2. So I'd put that in definite not must start.
Didn't know we had a mathematician in here, did you?
Oh, yeah. At public school there.
Yeah, ugly looking game.
Yeah.
Speaking of ugly games, I got the Jets at San Francisco.
America's game of the week.
Is it really?
No.
Oh God.
That is the New York Football Jets.
Yeah, that's
all the way out to
San
Fran.
That is going to be an ugly game.
Yeah.
Do you even want to talk about that?
I think Matt Forte, because the Niners suck against the run.
How about Cam?
After what happened last week, it's so he cost me the playoffs in the other league. I mean, he just needed a decent quarterback performance and not a two.
Two.
Yeah. So I'm not thinking he's yeah, he's definitely not that. But 12 to 15. Maybe, you know, probably not a great start.
I think the Jets bounce back.
I think the Jets bounce back. Who's their quarterback?
Rex Ryan.
Rice Panties.
Rice Patties?
Rice Patty, that's it.
Ugly game. I don't even know that we need to talk about it except for Forte.
Yeah.
What about, I guess, Brandon Marshall? You got him.
I don't know if I can trust him. He hasn't done anything. I think he had 60 yards and a touchdown in one of his last, like, five games or something. But he's just not getting it done. And with the new quarterback, who knows? It's too hard to gamble on it, I think. Carlos Hyde probably has 10, maybe.
Decent game.
Yeah. I think that's all I got there.
Alrighty. Seahawks at the Packers, which I think is going to be a shootout.
That should be a good game, yeah. People were projecting Russell Wilson as QB1?
Yeah, QB1 this week.
Didn't he lay a big fat egg last week?
It was ugly.
It was ugly. So...
yeah, I don't see that. I don't understand where they get that from. Exactly. I agree with Don. The only person I see having a big game there...
He had 15 in his last game, 10 before that, but I don't see him being QB1.
I think it'll be a shootout, though. The defense over there sucks. Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they're gonna get ahead. They're gonna have to pass it.
I think it could be the opposite of a shootout, where Seattle's D stifles them a bit, and Seattle's offense doesn't really get too much going. So we might see a low-scoring game.
I don't know. Green Bay's defense is just crap either way, pass and
That's
run.
True.
So
yeah,
it gives Rawls some upside, I think, as well.
Yeah, I suppose you're right about that. Yeah, we could see a bit of a shootout. I don't see Seattle ever scoring too much, you know? Huh.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough game for Green Bay. They're going to have to throw the ball.
Yeah, I still like, I mean, I think Rodgers probably has a
Rodgers
pretty
had a good
game.
Another
20.
What do you think, Cobb or Adams?
Adams.
And
Cobb,
all he did was
score that touchdown.
And then what's the other guy over
Jordy
there?
Jordy Nelson, of course.
Jordy Nelson.
But, Randall Cobb. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Adams.
Just pull it up real quick. How about?
I don't know why I can't think of that guy's name.
Ty Montgomery.
Montgomery.
What?
You go Adams?
He had 5 last week, but I mean, that was his best game in 4, so yeah. I'd go
Adams.
Even after his down week last week, I look for him to have a better game. Yeah. I'd go Jordy Nelson 1 and Adams 2, probably.
Now, here's the real question.
Let's hear it.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to get in his naked privacy tent again? Because that's what the people want to see.
That's what the people want to see.
That's what they really want to know.
Can we get a tent cam?
Yeah, we want a tent cam. What is he doing in there? And is he having fun?
How is that even legal? I mean, you know, not against the rules.
Going into his privacy tent.
Oh, we just have a whole tent on the sideline. We get my whole team in the tent. My team and my coaches.
Now that'd probably be a violation of team rules somehow, right?
So at what size does your tent become unacceptable?
That's what she said.
Keep your tent under control, Aaron.
I mean, Aaron, it was a large fucking tent.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a shootout. I like Graham and Rawls.
Yeah, Lockett again. I think he had the big week last week. It's what, either him or Baldwin.
I think it's going to be Graham.
I think he's the only one.
I think he has a monster game.
So you avoid what, Baldwin and Lockett then? Baldwin looks like he's...
Baldwin has the better upside, right?
He had a couple big games and he's kind of come back down to earth the last two. Lockett had a big game last week.
Yeah.
I suppose if I had to choose, I'd go Baldwin.
Yeah, Baldwin's the more consistent, obvious choice, I think. So, but you certainly like that 19 points out of Lockett.
I mean, he's got big play potential for sure. Just speed and whatnot.
I guess I could say maybe Lockett and the flex and Baldwin a low two.
Low two, yeah. I would agree with that.
Maybe a three if you got a three receiver league like I do.
Yeah, and I would be comparing Lockett with other players I have too.
It'd be tempered expectations on a Lockett play.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But I like
what do you think
Graham.
Of Seattle defense, fantasy wise?
I think I picked them up in one division. They're a solid play.
I've played them most of the year. I think I'm gonna keep rolling and get with them. But against a team like Green Bay that can score points, sometimes you're a little worried.
I mean, they certainly have that defensive big potential play though.
Yeah, that's sort of what you're hoping for.
This is at Green Bay, so make sure you check the weather.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Like, that's
too.
What we said. If it's snowing, then that helps the defense, right? Is that what we decided on last week?
Definitely, and hurts the offense. I mean, that's what happened to Cap. I woke up and saw it was snowing. Chicago's 200 miles down the road. I could have known.
That's kind of what I thought with the Green Bay game. I was like, oh, it's snowing here.
Snow.
How about that? It's snowing in Green Bay,
I guess
too.
I'll go shovel. But.
Yeah, okay. I suppose that's enough on that game.
That's enough there, yeah. I think
Atlanta at... It still says St. Louis on my...
get that shit updated.
L.A. L.A. Rams, excuse me.
L.A. Ram it in there.
We got the Falcons at Los Angeles.
Boy, oh boy.
Atlanta by 6? Is that what you got?
Let me find it here. I'm struggling to pull mine up.
Quit fooling around and pull it out.
Just pull it out there. No. There it is.
Let's see.
Atlanta by
Julio
6.
Jones is a game time decision.
And it looked to me like they were leaning towards out. Sanu is also out. Which,
so Eric Weems? Tyler Gabriel?
I like Taylor Gabriel. Weems, not so much. There's another one there, too. But I think Taylor Gabriel is the only one I would play just because
Rick
of his...
Rick Robinson?
Aldrick Robinson, I think he snagged a touchdown last week. He had a pretty decent game, made 10 points or something. Huh. But
Julio Jones went to Alabama, huh?
I believe he did, yeah.
How about that? They said Alabama could beat Cleveland.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
The computer simulation said 30-0.
And the reason they do that is because computers don't take into effect that it's just different men. It's men versus boys. All of the players on Cleveland
are
made
men.
An NFL roster.
They have man dicks.
All of the players from Atlanta will not make an NFL, or from Alabama, sorry,
will not make an NFL roster.
You know, some of them will.
And you probably got a freshman on there somewhere. So that's like,
I mean,
a 19-year-old kid
just
versus
at the line,
26-year-old man getting beat off the block. Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know. I just heard it.
It said every year when there's an O-AN team, the best college team, and it's just silly.
Alabama, though.
Like, just imagine Vince Wilfork or somebody lining up opposite some 20-year-old sophomore and just getting 400-pound creamed in route to sandwich your quarterback.
Big cream puff.
Yeah. I mean, in a simulation where all things are equal, yes.
Sorry, not to get off track there.
I think it's an important conversation to have.
Devontae Freeman?
Love it.
Matt Ryan?
Yeah, solid play. I think 18.
Julio, if he plays.
If he plays, I think you got to start him, right?
All
right,
so then the other side of the ball. Anybody? Britt?
Kenny Britt is the only person I think I would play there. Gurley is not a must start unless you're
hurting. And then that's a low flex, right? Although, you know, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Lost last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how often do you, put up such big numbers and still lose? That's tough. But I don't think the Rams have any offense. They're only 1-4 at home. They've lost 3 in a row. I think that Atlanta gets back on the track to match Tampa Bay and stay tied at the top of the division.
I I agree with you. Rex was even tempted to make it a shoe-in. Well, yeah, we'll still have to open the envelope after all the matchups.
Get to
find
the end
out.
Here.
Yeah.
All right, the Sunday night game. I'm excited for this one. America's game.
America's game of the week.
Yep. Dallas at the Giants.
The New York football Giants.
Let's see. I've got Eli as a sleeper.
I don't even consider it a sleeper at this point in the season. Now it's must-win territory. Eli's going to turn it on. Odell plays better in December.
Crazy catches are in December.
Yep,
we said that.
For whatever reason.
Dak Prescott and Ezekiel, I think, keep it rolling. Dez Bryant, I think, keeps it going.
Yeah, Dak had a down week last week. You think he gets it back going?
I guess the Giants, yes.
Yeah.
With no run game over there.
A better, definitely not a 10-point game again. Put it more like 18.
Back to that 18 mark that we like Dak
that's
so
pretty
famously
much his benchmark,
at.
Yep.
Ezekiel Elliott.
I think
he runs all over him.
Yeah.
I think Dez gets the long pass.
Yeah, I think Dez is a solid play again. I don't like Beasley too much. I think
he dropped that pass. That would have been a touchdown last
sure
week.
Touchdown, yeah. I think, you sort of know what you're getting.
11 in a row for Dallas. They keep it going.
If I really had to bet, is this at New York?
Yep.
Yeah, at New York. I'd take an Eli.
They'll have beaten them twice.
Always goes back to
Brady killer, huh?
Brady killer. What was Brady going in? 18-0.
Whoa.
Eli.
Monster.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Do you like any other receivers? Cruz or Shepard? Or
I think I'd go with Sterling Shepard.
Corner of the end zone, right?
Yeah. I think he's a probably a decent flex play. I don't like the running game in New York. Yeah, I don't want to start any of them. I don't like.
No, it should be said though, Rashad Jennings like 10 points. That's better than what I've been mustering.
Sneakily is productive, I guess. But, boy, it never looks great. maybe Jennings is a low RB2 flex.
Something. Somebody's got to say his name.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
We got the Monday night game, which I think was another candidate for the high top shoe-in of the...
the all-star shoe-in of the week.
Yep. We got the Falcons.
No.
Which,
Ravens?
Ravens, excuse me. The other bird.
The other bird, yep. Shitbirds.
At New England, excuse me.
At New England.
This could be maybe a preview of a...
definitely.
Of a game. Of a playoff matchup.
Yeah, definitely.
On Monday night... certainly, if the Ravens win, it looks more promising. But
the Ravens need a win.
I've got England by 7.
Yep, that's what I got too. Man,
I think it's Belichick, right? So I think they'll do the opposite of what everybody expects them to do, which is run. So they'll pass the ball to the running backs. I still see LeBlanc having a good game.
Yeah.
But I like the upside for White, and who's the other running back?
I like their upside, but I don't like trying to figure out which one and starting one in a fantasy matchup because they're only each on the field for like 40% of the snaps, and they're not always – it's not always their number, so you're looking at half the time they're even on the field. And
right.
It's one or the other, and – it's tough, but I agree with your analysis. I just for fantasy,
it's gonna be a tough call.
Yeah, I don't like starting either one of them.
I like White. I'll say
really?
White's
I would go with Deion Lewis on talent, just on talent. But
saying White's name.
Yeah, we know.
Other side of the ball, Joe Flacco. How about that performance last week? Huh?
Huge game. He won, I think.
Huge game. Swollen.
Yeah.
Steve Smith.
If I have to start any receiver there, I'm going with Smith. Pitta had that big game. He snagged the touchdowns. And then West vultured the other ones on passing games, so it's like...
It's kind of hard to say Dixon's name after that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But I still think they want him...
He's the more talented back,
I think.
I think
they still want him to be the future, so...
Yeah, for fantasy right now, it's pretty
tough. Joe Flacco, QB1 again?
I'm not betting on it, but... I think he has a solid game, probably serviceable for fantasy. I put him in the 15 to 20 range. Not great, but I could see him with two touchdowns.
I think there's too much pressure for the rest of the team. I think Joe Flacco can handle it, but I think the rest of the team is not going to be able to handle it.
I hear you.
I like the Patriots and what could be a snowy game over there.
Yeah.
Where are they playing? Foxborough? Is that New Jersey?
Yeah, yeah, it's right outside of Boston.
Yeah.
They were the Boston Patriots in the original AFL.
Oh, the AFL, we talked about
that. Yep.
Nice.
Down memory lane.
I like the old AFL.
Fuck yeah.
Really give them a run
Stick
for
it
their
to the
money.
Man. Yeah, fuck yeah, fight the power.
Yeah, fuck them. Certainly like the Patriots to win this.
I do. I'm a little worried about it because with Gronk out and... they just don't. They don't have another receiving threat except for Edelman.
And like you said, when somebody's out, that drops to the next coverage to the next guy. So, Malcolm Mitchell, keep it rolling.
I had a bad week last week, but before that, what, three or four good in a row or
something like that. So.
I like him as my number two wide receiver there. After I think I'd start Edelman over him, but then I'd start Mitchell and
Ben is still battling that turf toe.
He's just
ugly game last week.
And he's dropping touchdowns and stuff. I don't like him until I see that he's full steam ahead like he was for those few games that made us think, you know, what he can be. Yeah, I wouldn't start unless I'm really in a pinch.
Right. All right. I think that wraps up our big show matchups.
Yeah, I like the kickers over there too.
Let's see. We'll slide right into the Rex Ryan shoe-in of the week. What do you got over there, cuz?
Shoe-in of the week. Let's open it up, and it's like we're gonna go with Atlanta.
Atlanta at the
over the L.A. St.
Louis L.A.
Rams.
Wow.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep. We're gonna take Atlanta.
Atlanta, sure showing.
Keep it going to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Right.
And new quarterback and everything in L.A. I and Rex just don't see it happening.
Nice. Good call. The shoe in there.
The old shoe in.
I like
yep.
it.
Yep.
Certainly like Matt Ryan points wise over there.
Yeah,
so.
Matt and Devontae for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Alrighty, so we got a couple
matchups. Yeah,
got a couple asks we gotta do here.
Sure, yeah, we can do some asks. We can even let Don field some if we feel like it. I know he expressed interest
in
that.
He likes to get on the mic and spit it.
Yep, yeah,
as it were.
Let's see, Rivers or Palmer?
Oh, Palmer.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there. Eli or Staff?
Ooh.
Staff's got a good matchup.
Gotta like Eli, right?
Yeah, I like Staff's matchup, but I'm just partial to Eli at this time of year. And I like Odell Beckham, possible two touchdowns, maybe one to somebody else. I could see Eli easily having 25.
Yeah, I guess I see the upside on Eli Manning there.
Yep.
A lot of people are.
Oh man, everybody's going
Staff though.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I don't think the Cowboys' defense is that good.
I don't think so either.
How about Ravens' defense or the Lions' defense? Ravens are supposed to be good, right? But I think I want to go to the Lions.
I like their matchup better, but I think I might take the Ravens for something sneaky to happen.
Whoa.
And the Lions just don't. They probably win the game, but I don't see their defense do anything spectacular, you know. Maybe 4 or 5 points or something. Because I can see something happening from the Ravens.
Coleman or Fat Rob?
Fat Rob. Just on workload.
Just on load alone.
On load.
Let's see. How about Wilson or Luck?
Ooh. I guess I take Wilson.
Ooh.
Just on what everybody's saying. But I don't know.
How about Rodgers or Luck?
I think I go Rodgers.
Yeah, that seems like open and
shut case. I like Luck
case,
to
right?
have a decent game, but I put him at that 18 mark I like.
Delanie Walker or Brait?
Gotta go Delanie.
Whoa. Don't you think Cameron's got the better matchup?
I just like Delanie on talent and resume so far.
Yep. What do we still got here? Hilton or Sneed? Say Hilton.
Oh, yeah, all day. I can't even believe somebody's asking that.
Ryan or Rivers? Or Ryan or Brady?
That's tough. I think I'd take Matt Ryan just because Brady's without all his targets, without Ron.
I think you still play Brady, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a good play either way.
Rodgers or Wilson? Or Winston?
Probably take Rodgers. Just the safer play. He's not. I don't think Rodgers is going to give me a dud and lose it.
Right.
In this most important of weeks.
Right. This is a huge week.
Yeah, I mean, the first
I've already fucked up.
Right?
If you're like me and already fucked up, you got to get it going right away.
Jordan Howard or Devontae Booker?
Howard.
Yep.
That's easy.
Yep. Booker or the Crow?
I guess I go Crow.
Really?
I mean, it's not like Cincinnati's anything special.
That's true. Yeah, looks like it's about an even split. All right, we'll go with the Crow. 7-3, not so even. Lamar Miller or LeGarrette Blount?
I like LeGarrette.
I think I like Blount too, but that's kind of a tough one.
Newton or Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, Ben on the road.
Cameron.
I can't start Ben on the road. I just can't do it.
Newton?
Yeah, I think I'd go Cam. I just can't do it.
Sean Jackson or Moncrief?
Moncrief for consistency.
Whoa.
Unless I think maybe my opponent's going to kill me. I think DeSean Jackson maybe has a higher ceiling just on the big play, but I feel like Moncrief is a sure 10.
Holy shit. You hear it here first on the GFF podcast.
I mean, look at...
Be sure to shoot us your sit start ask questions on Twitter. Right? We'll be live all day
Look
Sunday.
At Moncrief scoring since he came back. 10-11, 9-10-8. He's a...
Consistent.
He's a consistent. That's a good floor to have.
Even in that first game, 12.
Yeah. I mean... Touchdown in every game he's played in, except for the one where he got hurt with one reception.
Oh, my God.
I mean, almost must-start status.
Right?
If you're scoring a touchdown in every game you play in.
Except for when you go out. Don't let Nicky G pick him up.
Yeah, don't let me play. If I play him, I'll let you know. Everybody else can bench him.
Cousins or Staff?
Go take Cousins.
Fucking right.
Yeah, her old boy.
I'm Big Ten. Hard to say no. Dalton or Rivers?
Against Cleveland. That's a tough one. Maybe I roll with Dalton.
I got Dalton.
Yeah.
Sanders or Devontae Adams?
Adams.
Whoa. Not buying into to Denver at all over there, huh?
Not buying into Semien.
Semen walking around with a boot.
Staying away from the semen.
Semen in the boot.
Avoid the semen at all costs.
Avoid semen in the boot.
Do not want to get him in your boot.
You do not want semen in the boot. It is not, yeah, that's what
Nasty
I was going
to
say. Don took the words right out of my hand.
Well, why don't we kick a few over to Don here.
All right.
Don, we got Lamar Miller or Thomas Rawls? Alrighty. Devontae Booker or Darren Sproles?
It doesn't exist, folks.
Yeah, that's an ugly call.
All
right. I guess it's Booker, right?
I guess so. About Jay Ajay or Fat Rob?
Jeez, right. Don.
Damn.
Fiery. Fiery today. What else you got?
Laundry or Miller for your flex?
Ouch. Ouch. That's vicious.
Ouch, that is tough. All right, looks like back to the top here.
Any other? We got any? I suppose I got a couple more here. I mean, these seem obvious, though. Jay Ajay or Rawls?
Yeah, Rawls, I think.
Yeah. Hilton or Mitchell?
Hilton.
Right? You know, Ben or Winston?
I think I'd have to take Winston.
Yeah, these are also
open. How about some tight end?
Open and shut.
Ladarius Green or Cameron Brate?
I guess it should be noted that T.Y. didn't participate in practice.
Ooh.
I think we might have mentioned that.
Yeah, we should. We need to mention that. That's why you listen to the end of the podcast,
yep,
folks.
Stick around to the end.
Yep. You never know when.
Forte or Rawls?
I like Forte's matchup.
Squeaks it out?
Yeah. I mean, the Niners are just so bad against the run.
Just a straight muff cabbage.
Ladarius Green or Cameron Brate?
Now, that's a good one.
That's a tough one.
You could almost split that. I think I'd go Cameron.
All right.
Second best target besides Evans over there.
Everybody's with you on that one. Ooh, Eifert or Reed? I go Eifert.
Reed, I think, might not. Yeah, Reed might not play this game, so yeah. I go Eifert.
Olsen or Green?
I think we said we like Green until Olsen proves it, right?
Yeah, I
nobody agrees with that.
Olsen, Bennett or Zach Ertz? Oh, man. Yeah, right? Ooh, Graham or Eifert?
Graham.
That's a good one.
Graham.
Yeah. I think they both have good games, though. Pitta or Rudolph? There we go.
Oh, God. Like the Monday night under the lights.
That's true.
Rudolph against Jacksonville. I don't see that. I guess I have to go Pitta.
We're calling Pitta.
It's tough.
Oh, we're the only ones.
It's tough. I have to go Pitta on that one. Jacksonville's pass defense and against the tight end, they're like number six.
Right. How about this? Jermaine Gresham, Arizona tight end emerging a little bit.
As well as Lance Kendricks, is that what we're talking about?
Kendricks emerging a little bit. It's not real trustworthy, but neither one, so I kind of like this for a pick'em.
God, that's a hard one. Right? I guess I would go Gresham.
I'd go Gresham on the strength of Palmer.
Yeah, but not to doubt Lendricks at all. He has
not a terrible play.
Not a terrible play, yeah. But it's still the Rams.
Yep, exactly.
What do we got? Numbers on that?
Yeah, let's...
Because Pitta finally had that good game.
Yeah, right?
That everybody kept talking about. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about, but... I mean, there he is. There's Pitta.
There's Pitta. Pretty far down
19
there.
He had last week.
That's like a third of his total season points.
second game with double digits.
That's... Wait a minute. Where is he? Almost exactly one-third of his total points. So, yeah, but I don't even see... There's Kendricks down there just under Pitta.
1-11-1. Yeah. Gotta go Pitta.
Before that. Yeah. And Gresham's going to be
But it's
way
not
down.
Like Atlanta's defense is anything special, so.
Yeah. And Gresham, 3.995, two touchdowns in his last three games. So
like
you got to
floor
like,
on that.
Right? You got to like that on uptick in usage and whatnot. Let's see. You got anything else?
No, I mean, like I said, just hit us at Twitter.
Twitter,
get
yeah.
us asked. We're on the fucking line all day.
Always hit you back on Twitter. Tweet us, yeah.
We're on the line all day watching football. It's
yeah, right.
Eating pizza from Pizza Pit. That's what we do.
Amen. I suppose.
Shout out to any.
See if we got any new listeners. Give some shout outs.
Shout outs.
Spain? Did we have Spain?
Yeah,
before?
I think
somebody.
Spain.
Hola.
Como estás?
Yep, that looks. Another listener.
Another
in
listener in
UK?
UK,
maybe. All right.
Nice.
Still
Iowa and Cali.
Yeah.
Nebraska. 11 in Nebraska. How about that?
Fuck yeah.
Can't believe we can't get any Colorado.
Arkansas. Is that a new one? We're gonna have to take a screenshot of this. Or something.
We're gonna have to right. try and expand in this area.
All right.
The middle of nowhere
really
area.
The big sky there. The mountain. Is that what they call that area?
Yeah, the Big Sky. I think there's a beer company.
Yeah, right. That's where we're lacking.
Maybe that's Vanilla Sky, a movie with Tom Cruise.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Terrible movie. We need New England, too.
Yeah. Do we have any New Jersey up there?
Damn it.
Nothing from New Jersey?
Nothing from Pennsylvania is as far through the blue wall as we've got.
The blue wall.
The blue wall, that's what Trump broke down to win the presidency.
I guess people might be like, oh, they're blue, or they're red, and they're fucking conservative. You know, we're not really. We just called Trump a year ago, and
he
stuck with us
friend.
From our podcast,
yeah.
You know?
Exposure is exposure.
Yeah.
He's loyal, so.
He's still doing it with us, so. Yep. President-elect. Yeah, thank you. Thank
yep.
you.
Yep, he gets it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. It's been great having you.
Yeah, right? We're getting to the playoffs now. Next year, it'll be the president. Who knows if he'll be able to make a guest appearance when he's the president next season. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows what's really going to happen?
Right.
I don't think we did. No,
so.
Sorry. Sorry, Don.
Yeah, well.
Well, all right. I think that can wrap this up. Let's see.
Don, thanks for being with us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks again, Don. Thank you, Don. So, let's see. I'm Stephen Barbara.
Nikki G.
And this is the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast signing off.